The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 4, 1976 in Nellore, India.
This Krishna consciousness movement is very, very old, at least 5,000 years old. And if you take history before that, then it is at least 40 millions of years old. This Krishna consciousness was spoken by Krishna before the battlefield of Kurukshetra took place. Krishna instructed the same Bhagavad Gita philosophy to the sun god. He says in the 4th chapter, Imam vivasati yogam pratyaman aham abhayam vivasana manave prahu manu ikhata vibravi sakalena yoganasta paranta. So, this transcendental science, Bhakti Yoga, means to surrender unto the Supreme Lord. This is the simple thing. God is great and we are small. God is Prabhu and we are Anu. We have got the God's quality as part and parcel. Mamaivamsa jiva bhuta. Krishna says that these jivas, they are my part and parcel. So, gold, mine, and gold earring, both of them are gold, but the quantity of gold in the earring and the quantity of gold in the mind is not the same. This is right understanding. There are two classes of philosophers. One is thinking that I am one with the Supreme, Monism or Brahmalin, and the Vaishnava, they are thinking that we are different from God. That is the fact. And God is great and we are very, very small, minute, fractional part of God. The Veda Veda. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu summarizes that Veda or Aveda both. In quality, we are Aveda, but in quantity, we are Veda. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is Achinta Veda Aveda Tattva. That is the fact. If I am equal to God and if I am God, then how I have become dog? So, this is a controversial thing going on, but from Bhagavad Gita, as God explains Himself, He says, matta parataram nanya kinchi jasti dhananjaya. He is the Supreme. And in the Brahma Samhita, described by Lord Brahma, He says, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakara. Krishna also says, the Vedanta says, that the absolute truth is that from where everything emanates. Janmadasya Jataha. Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the origin of everything. matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matta bhajante man buddha bhava samadhi. So, we are to follow Mahajan because we are teeny living entities. We cannot speculate. This is nonsense. Speculation is nonsense. Mandhastu kuti satavarsa sampragamma vayu rathapi manasu. If we speculate, we shall never reach the absolute truth. That is not true. Because our power is very limited. How long I shall speculate? This is called kupamandukanna. Just like a frog in the well is informed by his friend. My dear friend, Mr. Frog, or Dr. Frog, I have seen a big, vast mass of water, Atlantic Ocean. The frog, he has never seen the Atlantic Ocean. He is speculating. Atlantic Ocean, the well is 3 feet around, it may be 4 feet. No, it is very hard, 5 feet, 6 feet, 10 feet. So how long he will speculate? There is no comparison. Similarly, the greatness of God, we cannot speculate. That is not possible. In the Brahma Sangita, it is stated, Dasyaika nishasita kala mathavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha. The Brahma. There are millions of Brahma and millions of Brahmanda. And they are coming with the breathing period of Mahavishnu. Jasaika nishasita kala mathavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha. Vishnu Mahanasa Yajasya Kalavisesho. That Vishnu Mahavishnu is breathing millions of Brahmandas and Brahmas during the breathing period. Such Mahavishnu is also Amsa Kala. Sansa and then part of Sansa. The Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaho. So it is not possible to understand the nature of God or Krishna by our teeny speculation. It is not possible. Therefore, Krishna comes down to explain himself. Jadajadahi dharmasya glani bhavati bhāra. This is dharmasya glani, godlessness. This is called dharma. Everyone is dependent. The modern civilization, especially in the Kali Yuga, everyone is dependent, but he is thinking that he is independent. That is the folly. He is minute to minute, step to step, he is completely dependent. But still he is thinking independent, he is speculating independently to understand what is God. So, especially, mandasu manna matayo, manna bhagya. This Kali Yuga, they are very slow or bad, manda, and sumandamatayo, and they accept some ism, sumandamatayo, and create some mat, matabadi. But this will not help us. We must know that we are dependent. We are dependent on the laws of material nature, and the material nature is working under the direction of Krishna. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyatesa characharam hetunani na kauntiya jagat bhi parivartate. So these things are there. Unfortunately, we do not take care of it. Bhagavad Gita, I think, throughout the whole world, at least in India, in every house, every home, there is Bhagavad Gita. But we do not understand Krishna. This is our misfortune. This is dharma saglani. Krishna explaining, this Shastra explaining that Krishna's to Bhagavan Sayam, but you do not understand. This is due to misfortune, mandabhagya, upadhuta. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is a teeny little attempt to convince people that you are searching after God. Take, here is God, Krishna. Take his address, take his father's name, take his mother's name. Why you are searching? Here is God. This is our mission. So we haven't got to manufacture anything. Because every information is there in the Bhagavad Gita. And especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has explained. What is Krishna, he has explained. And Krishna has explained. Then what is the difficulty to understand God? There is no difficulty. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, we are carrying out the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants that people are suffering for lack of God consciousness. So, preach God consciousness all over the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, especially to the Indians, he says, Bharat bhumite manusya janma hilo jar. Janma sarthak kori karo paropoka. Bharat bhumi, those who are born in India, their business is to do welfare activities throughout the whole world. Because the whole world is in darkness about understanding the Supreme Person with whom we have got very intimate relationship. Because we are part and parcel. Just like your son is part and parcel of your body. Somehow or other, if he forgets and goes out of home, you are anxious to see that your son comes back. A son may have become bad. So similarly, Krishna, he is the son of, Krishna is the father of all living entities. Sarva jonishu kaunteya, sambhavanti mula, aham abhija padapita, I am the same being. So Krishna is very, very anxious to take us back to home, back to God. This is Krishna's desire. Therefore he comes personally. He sends his representative. He leaves behind him Bhagavad Gita. So we can take advantage and go back to home, back to God. That is our real happiness. Any man who is wandering in the foreign countries without any shelter, without any security, his happiness is when he goes back to home, back to God. So, we living entities, we are here in this material world, we are loitering in different bodies. Tatha dehantara prapti. Now I am Indian or American, I am very great leader, Indian leader, American. Next moment I may become a dog or cat. Tatha dehantara prapti. Dehantara prapti is absolute. There is no question of karmala daiva netrena jantara deha upavatti. As we are working, creating a mentality, just like if I am infecting some disease, then I have to suffer from that disease. So similarly, this material world is consisting of three modes of nature, satogun, rajogun, tamogun and mixed. So we are infecting according to our activities. The first class position is to become a qualified brahmana, samadama, sattam, saucam, titikha, javam, jnanam, vijnanam, asikram, brahma, karma, sabham. So that is the best quality. And next the Kshatriya quality, next the Vaishya quality, jātabhannaṁ mayāsistam. So, according to the inflection of different qualities, we are preparing the next body. Karmanā daivanatam. This is karma. You work as a brahmana, you work as a kṣatriya, sakarma, according to your capacity, quality, chātabhannaṁ guna, the guna as we are associating with the qualities and acting, then we are creating a body next life. So next life, tathā dehāntara prāpti, as we pass from one form of body, even in this life, from childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, youthhood to old age, Krishna begins his instruction with this point, that we must know what we are. We are not this body. If we remain in the bodily concepts of I, then we are no better than cats and dogs. Saiva gokhak. Jasyātu buddhi kunapeti dhātuke sadhik kalatra disubho mayujyadhi jattīrtha buddhi salilena karahuche janesu avidgesu saiva gokhak. So, India especially, we have got so much advantages. So many Vedic literatures, instruction by Krishna, instruction by Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami. So, we can very easily make our life perfect. In other countries they cannot. They haven't got the advantage. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is that those who are born in India, special privilege, they should take advantage of this infallible experience of the great sages, saintly persons, even by God personally. Why you should neglect this? The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said that make your life perfect, take very seriously the instruction of the Vedic literature and understand the position and preach this cult all over the world. That is Parabhava. Not that I have understood that I am not this body, aham brahmasmi. No. You preach how you are brahmasmi, how you can remain in the Brahma platform. Simply understanding will not do, theoretical. Jnanam vijnanam. This here theoretical knowledge is good, but there must be practical application. Then it is, then it will stand. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, brahma bhuta prasannātma na sochati na kāṅkati samasarveshu bhūtetu madhbhakti labhate para. That means simply to understand that I am Brahma will not endure. You must keep yourself as Brahma in the Brahma platform. And what is that? Madhubhakti lavati. You must act as a Brahma. That is Madhubhakti, Krishna says. And in another place Krishna says, Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogena jasevate sagunana samatitta itana brahma bhuyaya. That is, after Brahma state, Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti, sabda, the absolute truth. So, if you simply come to the Brahma state, Parampada, that will not endure. There is every chance of falling down. Just like you go in the sky, 18,000 miles per hour, and so on, so on, just like these people are trying to go to the moon planet. If you get shelter in moon planet or any other planet, then you will be able to stay, otherwise come back. They are coming back. They are going, it is well advertised, they are going to the moon planet. Then why they are coming back? Why you should come back? So the idea is that simply in the Brahma impersonal state, just like sky, Nibbishesh, you can go 18,000 miles speed, but if you don't get a shelter, then you'll have to come back. This is the reach. So you must guess Sarita. So the Bhagavad therefore advises that Arujya Krichena Paranga Padanga Tata Patanti Adha Anadita Dushmadam. You can go very high in the sky, but if you don't get any shelter in any other planet, similarly, you can make your spiritual progress, understanding of Brahma. But if you do not get any shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, then you will fall down. That is a fact we have seen. Many sannyasis, they give up this material world, that Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. Then after some years, he comes down again, this Mithya Jagat, to open his schools and hospitals. If this world is Mithya, then why you are interested in schools and hospitals? That means they could not get any Brahma realization. They didn't come to test. So therefore Shastra says, Arujya Krichena Parampada. One can rise up to the Parampada, Brahma Pada. But Patanti Tatha. Arujya Krichena Parampada Tatha Patanti Adha. Adha means this material word. Why? Anadita Yusmatangraya. They could not take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, the Supreme, Brahmanaham Pratistha. Jasya Prabha Prabhavatu Jagadanna Koti. Brahma is the rays of the body of Krishna. Just like the sunshine is the rays of the sun god, the sun planet. So, unless we come to the point of taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, our life is imperfect. Therefore, Krishna comes, he says ultimately that, my dear Arjuna, because you are my very dear friend, I am giving you the most confidential knowledge. What is that? Sarva dharma paritajya mamekam sarva. This is most confident. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission is the same, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Krishna demanded that sarva dharma paritajya mamekam saranam bhaja, but the duskritina mudha naradhama, they could not understand it. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came again as a devotee of Krishna to teach how to take shelter of Krishna's lotus. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that his mission is, especially to the Indians, those who are born in India, that Amaragyai Guru Haiya Taro Aidesh. This instruction was given in South India. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, so many people, he was attractive and said, take me with you, sir, take me with you. He traveled in the villages very extensively, especially he traveled in South India. So at that time this instruction was given to some South Indian Brahmin. So, my dear sir, better stay here. Don't come with me. You try to preach my philosophy. You haven't got to come with me. So he said, Amaragyai Guru Haiya. Yeah, why you want to come with me? My mission is this. If you want to help me, then you become a guru under my instruction. You become a guru. Sir, I have no education. I am not a Brahmin. I am rich. How can I become guru? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amaragyai Guru Haiya Taro Aidesh, where you are living. You just try to tell your that. But you become a guru. How I shall become? Jare rakho tare kaho Krishna upade. Simply he instruct what Krishna has said. That's all. Then you become guru. You don't require any other person. No, I am not a Brahmin, I am Shudra, I am Rita. But that is also all right. Because he said to Ramanandra, when he was Shudra, You are talking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but you are very learned devotee. So you are feeling hesitation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming from very high grade Brahmana and he is sannyas, his position is very exalted, I am a Shudra. How I can advise him? You are questioning and Navananda I was answering. So the answer giver is in superior position, so he hesitated. So while he was hesitating, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged him, Kiva Shudra Kiva Vipra Nasikane Lord, Jai Krishna Tattva Vritta Sei Guru. He said, it doesn't matter whether you are a Brahmana or a Shudra or these are all bodily conception of life. You become above the bodily conception of life. You simply try to understand Krishna. Jai Krishna Tattva Vritta. To understand Krishna is not so easy thing. Manushanam sahasresu kacchid jata tisiddhaya. Jata tama visiddhyana kacchid vritta. It is not so easy, but it can be very easy, provided we take this bhakti marga. Bhaktya mama vijana. Javana jasyami tattva. Very easy. And what is bhakti? Bhakti is manvanabhavama bhakta madhyaji magnamasku. Four things. Always think of me, Krishna says. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. You can think of Krishna. Where is it in that? It doesn't require that you have to pass your PhD examination, then you can think of. No. Anyone, even a child can think. Manmana. And who can concentrate on Krishna unless he is a devotee? So Manmana Bhavamad Bhakka, Madhyaji, worship me, Magnamaskuru. By executing these four principles of life, you will come back to me. Mami vaishasi asamsaya, without any doubt. So it is not at all difficult. Had it been difficult, I am collecting my disciples from the whole world and we condemn them according to our, they are mlechas javanas. Maybe they are mlechas javanas. As Sukadeva Goswami said, that in Mecha Javanas they can be purified. Hirata Hunanda Pulinda Pukkasa Abhira Sumbha Javanakasada Jennecha Papa Jadupa Sraya Sraya Suddhanti. They can become purified by Krishna consciousness. So we are suffering in this material world on account of forgetting Krishna. This is the root cause. Forgetting Krishna. Krishna says, I am the seed-giving father of everyone. And we have forgotten Krishna. We have forgotten our father. This is the disease. So, in order to cure this disease, to awaken them to Krishna consciousness, is the best welfare activity in the world. Paropokar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission is that. Janma sarthak kare karo paroko. India's mission is not that it colonizes in other country and exploits them and bring money and become a lord. No. India's mission is how to revive Krishna consciousness throughout the whole world. That is India's mission. Revive Krishna. Revive your Krishna consciousness. Be fixed up in Krishna. And then distribute this knowledge. This is Indian mission. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted this missionary work to everyone. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoilo. So there is good field for Krishna consciousness. They want it. They are reading our Krishna consciousness books very nicely. We are sending not less than 100,000 worth books daily they are purchasing. So I wish that in India as people should take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement and we, every one of you should become Krishna consciousness and go to the outside countries and preach this Krishna consciousness means Bhagavad Gita. Krishna consciousness, you haven't got to manufacture something by your fertile brain, speculating. That is useless, nonsense. Simply you take what Krishna has said and preach it, you become a guru and you deliver the whole world. Thank you very much.